Hello, hello, hello. What's up, fellas? What's up, ladies? What's going on, beautiful people? This is Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today, live people, taking news off our LinkedIn page today. Please, guys, go ahead, click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our channel circulate around YouTube so more people can get updated with the latest tech news updates, privacy updates, software updates, and all of that shebang, as well as tech deals as well, too. If you haven't visited our website, please go ahead, visit us at electronicadditions.net, and you will be able to see our most up-to-date products that we have available on our web store and our tech deals that we have available as well. Please read the EAD Club membership as well, too. This may be way beneficial for you if you find yourself purchasing tech a lot each month and you're overpaying. Maybe we can help you out, give you nice prices, give you nice incentives, all of that good stuff. Definitely check it out, all right? So without further ado, let's get started for today on our LinkedIn page today, guys, all right? So we have Amazon. It looks like Amazon, big tech giant, right? Amazon Web Services has launched a new tool designed to eliminate unwanted bot traffic coming into web applications. Called the AWS WAF Bot Control, the tool allows IT managers to identify and take action against common bot traffic. Announcing the new offering in a blog post, AWS principal developer advocate Sebastian Stormack said the tool will be integrated into AWS Web Application Firewall and centrally managed using AWS Firewall Manager for large enterprise use cases, right? So that is pretty cool. AWS, Amazon Web Services, is just a great cloud storage service. I really have nothing bad to say about them. High top security, very professional. They fix what needs to be fixed. And it looks like they're taking control now, so it wants to help you with your site's nasty bot problem, right? We all know, if you're a startup, or maybe if you're an existing business, you got some customers, some real customers, but you also see that, hey, maybe you have some fake reviews that are going on your website. People are trying to add fake reviews, all these bots coming in, and you know that you're trying to prohibit that, but they keep coming, right? So definitely check out Amazon Web Services and definitely see what they can do to help you out, guys, all right? So if you guys want to learn more information about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we got Apple forced to offer Russian iPhone users local apps at setup thanks to new law, right? So iPhones purchased in Russia now show a list of Russian-made apps at startup thanks to a new law which comes into effect today, right? So this was about yesterday, guys. So definitely keep that in mind, okay? So Mac Rumors reports, when I mean yesterday, I mean April 1st, okay? So the prompt is part of the standard iPhone setup process, appearing after the user has selected other options like whether to allow location services or app analytics, right? So this is very, very interesting, right? So it's forced to offer Russian iPhone users local apps to set up thanks to new law, right? So this is going to be very, very interesting, maybe even a little bit of controversy as well too. But it looks like they're doing this for a reason, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, maybe if you guys are in Russia, you guys are listening to this, you guys know what I'm talking about too, right? You can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Moreover, guys, it looks like more news on Apple. It looks like Apple will use Tesla's Megapack batteries at its California solar farm. Very, very cool. Apple announced Wednesday that it's building a big battery storage at a Northern California solar farm. It spearheaded in 2015. But what the company didn't share is that the battery packs will come from Tesla. The Verge has learned, right? So the newly announced setup, which will store up to 240 megawatt hours of energy, was approved by Montenegro County Board of Supervisors in 2020, according to documents submitted last year. It will consist of 85 Tesla lithium-ion megapacks and be used to help power the company's corporate headquarters in Cupertino, Montenegro County's planning chief confirmed that Apple will use the Tesla batteries in an email to The Verge, right? So Apple declined to comment. Tesla did not respond to requests for comment as well. So this is just amazing. So it'll be using Tesla's Megapack batteries at its California solar farm. Only makes sense, right? I mean, Tesla, the juggernaut, coming in, setting up solar farms, investing in solar energy, just amazing. It also makes sense too, because we all know Teslas are EV. They run on electricity. They're setting up more and more charging stations. So for Apple to be hopping on this bandwagon where they're using Tesla's Megapack batteries, I think is in the right direction. Apple also probably looking to make more of a solar switch in terms of energy and how they probably design and make their products, making them even more of a powerhouse too, right? So definitely, guys, if you guys want to definitely check this article out, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You guys can click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we hope that the Elder Scrolls 6 looks as good as this PS5 and Xbox Series X upgrade, right? So the Elder Scrolls Online console enhanced edition releases for PS5 and Xbox Series X on June 8th, 2021, and can give us an idea what to expect from the upcoming Elder Scrolls 6. According to the ESO website, the enhanced edition allows the online multiplayer RPG to run natively on the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5, harnessing the horsepower of new generation console tech to dramatically improve the game's visual fidelity and performance on those machines. Obviously, guys, as you can see, these photos look absolutely amazing. If we click into the article, let's see more about this. Maybe if they have a little video, a trailer. Obviously, you can see this first photo here looks absolutely just amazing. The graphics, obviously, on PS5 and Xbox Series X, you already know, guys, are in the next level. So this definitely would not surprise, right? So that means players can look forward to a 60 frames per second performance mode, double draw distance, reduced loading times, high resolution textures, and updated anti-aliasing, as well as improved reflections, lighting, and depth of field, right? So that is just awesome, right? So those who already own a PS4 and Xbox One version of the Elder Scrolls Online can upgrade to the PS5 or Xbox Series X version for free, with the upgrade immediately available to those who purchase the game, right? So okay, so it does actually have a video, so we're definitely going to be watching this here. So it looks like you can check out how all these improvements look in the video below, which shows side-by-side comparisons of the last-gen versions and the new-gen versions as well. All right, so before that, a look at things to come with the new with news on the Elder Scrolls 6 thin on the ground. We're hoping at this next gen upgrade for ESO points to some of the visual vitality and performance we can expect from the next mainline entry in the Elder Scrolls series. It still remains unclear when the Elder Scrolls 6 will arrive, but we're hoping to hear more on the new Elder Scrolls during Microsoft/Bethesda's showcase this summer, sometime in June. right? So it's likely to happen sometime in June. Let's definitely watch this video to see how great the enhancements look. This is very nice. It's going to be available on June 8th as well too, guys. So if you guys are definitely looking for more about that, you guys can definitely go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Very, very cool, guys. All right. So this is also interesting too, right? So here's the HoloLens headset Microsoft is building for the U.S. Army. That's right, guys. The U.S. Army, the military. Microsoft has revealed more details on the wearable technology based on its HoloLens headset that will be delivering to the U.S. Army. The computing giant will supply up to 120,000 headsets over 10 years in a deal thought to be worth around $21.88 billion, almost $22 billion according to the CNBC. The integrated visual augmented system headsets will be based on HoloLens and augmented by Microsoft Azure cloud services, offering a heads-up display that is able to offer high-resolution night, thermal, and soldier-borne sensor data, right? So this is just awesome, guys. It is amazing. And honestly, guys, Microsoft, I think that's a smart move. I mean, hey, the U.S. Army, when you're thinking about it, you should be more teched up. I mean, I'm not, you know, comparing it to Call of Duty or whatnot, but when you look at Call of Duty and you're like, man, you know, you see these stories of war and our equipment, you're like, hey, we're already in 2021. Aren't we supposed to be modern warfare? Aren't we supposed to be, you know, very highly teched up and suited up and booted up and geared up? So, you know, I think that's really, really cool. That is a hefty amount, though. 120,000 headsets over 10 years in a deal for those Army users, right? So that's going to be sophisticated technology, guys. That is a lot of money. $21.88 billion, guys. That is a lot of money. So definitely let us know what you think in the comments below. That is just amazing, guys, though. Moreover, guys, it looks like GoCycle, which specializes in folding e-bikes, has launched a new line of three bikes that can be packed down in just 10 seconds. All right, last year's GoCycle GX earned a place in our round of the best electric bikes, according to techradar.com, thanks to an impressive battery life and quick folding. And the company says its new G4 lineup is even better. Right, so we can definitely, you guys can definitely see the lineup as well too. Just go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys would be able to learn more about the lineup there as well. All right, and I think we talked about the GoCycles, you know, in our previous episode as well too. One of the bikes I think costs around like $4,000. It's, you know, definitely expensive. It folds up though, pretty really cool, and is pretty awesome, right? So It looks like the new range is available to pre-order now direct from GoCycle, which prices starting at $4,000, like you said before. That's higher than many e-bikes we've tested, right? But far from the most expensive and easily explained by the extra engineering necessary from the lightweight folding design. We're hoping to put the new lineup to the test and bring you a full review very soon. So stick with Tech Radar to see how they fold and ride, right? So definitely very, very cool, very, very amazing, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, more news on Apple. Looks like iOS 14.5 gets rid of Siri's default voice. When you think of Siri, there's a good chance you think of a female voice. That's the one featured in most adverts and the one it defaults to. At least in many countries, or it was anyway, but with iOS 14.5, Siri won't default to any voice at all. Instead, TechCrunch reports that users will be prompted to choose whether they want a male or female voice when they set up their device. With neither option pre-selected, it's worth noting to some countries actually defaulted to a male voice, but they won't have a default anymore. And I think that's definitely a good idea by Apple and, you know, the iOS developers. I mean, you know, Siri's, you know, usually a female voice, but it looks like it can be a male voice as well too. So that's really cool. I definitely like to hear the male voice. Personally, I you know, I like Siri. I like I have iPhones. I had an iPhone before, and I like Siri. I like the female voice. I don't care if it defaults to the female. I think I'm always going to like the female voice, but, you know, it depends on your preference, right? So, you know, definitely, you know, if you have iOS 14.5, you know, you can definitely go ahead, probably check out in the settings and see if you can change the voice, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, it looks like the new Google Pixel Buds could be cheaper than the Apple AirPods, right? So more rumors surrounding the next Google Pixel Buds have emerged, and they could be cheaper alternative to the Apple AirPods. According to 9to5 Google, the new wireless earbuds will be called the Google Pixel Buds A and will launch in mid-2021. Rather than as part of the made by Google hardware launch, we're expecting later in the year. We had previously heard reports that next Google Pixel Buds would launch in April after tipster John Prosser asserted they would be released ahead of the new Pixel phone in June. And we all know John Prosser. This guy loves to leak, you know, upcoming and, you know, high quality tech. And sometimes he's pretty spot on. So I think he's definitely got the inside scoop. So, but yeah, so definitely get ready for this, guys. The Google Pixel Buds, they're looking pretty nice. Obviously, if you look at the photo here, definitely looking very nice. They're definitely going to be a cheaper alternative to the Apple AirPods. Could be even sounding really, really good too. So definitely check that out too, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about that too. Moreover, guys, it looks like Specialized super light e-bike can carry twice its own weight in cargo, which is really good too, guys, right? So say if you're doing maybe Uber Eats or DoorDash or Postmates, you guys don't really like driving in the city, you guys like to do bikes, maybe there's a lots of restaurants within the mile radius in your area. All you got to do is just bike those deliveries, and you'd be making some good money, right? So Specialized had right, or if you even do food delivery, maybe you just like riding bikes, you have lots of stuff to carry, this could be intuitive for you as well. Specialized has launched a new electric bike that's capable of carrying twice its own weight in cargo. The Specialized Komo SL Super Light tips the scales at 17 kilograms and has a luggage capacity of 35 kilograms. If you're trying to use your car less or don't own one at all, cargo e-bikes can be a good alternative for chores like grocery shopping, allowing you to carry heavy loads without breaking a sweat. The downside is that many such bikes tend to be heavy. A conventional road e-bike like the Ribble Hybrid ALE might weigh just 14 kilograms, but similarly priced cargo bike can easily weigh twice as much due to its more robust frame and the more powerful motor and battery needed to carry heavy loads, right? So definitely it's a give and take, right? But all in all, definitely you guys would know the good pick for you. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so for all you COD fans out there, all you gamers out there, this is definitely going to be for you, right? So new Call of Duty 2021 release date, news and rumors, right? So I feel like they always come out with a new Call of Duty every single year. So this might be exciting or repetitive, but most likely exciting. A new Call of Duty is officially in the works and will release in late 2021. Activision has confirmed, right? So it's not a huge surprising given that Call of Duty games release every year like clockwork. But what is a surprise is that Call of Duty 2021 will reportedly return to World War II setting and is called Call of Duty World War II Vanguard. It's understandable that the new Call of Duty is reportedly being developed by Sledgehammer Games, who developed Call of Duty 2 World War II. And think about it, guys. Call of Duty World War II was actually a pretty damn good game. I'm not even going to lie about that. I liked Call of Duty World War II. Like, I feel like I played that a lot. You know, it was just good game. Like, it was so good. You know, even the new Call of Duty right now is really good too. Modern Warfare was so-so, not too bad. It was so-so, but I feel like the World War II, I feel like I played way more, right? So we'll definitely see how this new one would size up and stuff like that too, right? So, you know, let's take a look at the release date news and rumors as well. Right, so while Activision hasn't officially revealed the next Call of Duty, details on the new Call of Duty are slowly beginning to emerge, and we're starting to get a good idea of what to expect. Right, so let's see here. Right, so during Activision's quarter four 2020 earnings call via Games Radar, speaking about Call of Duty, the publisher confirmed that another strong premium release planned for quarter four in 2021. So that even makes sense too, guys, right? So every single time Call of Duty comes out, it usually comes out between October and November, right? Just before Christmas, just right after, you know, the new NBA 2K's come out in October, then you'll have Call of Duty that comes out in November. So this is definitely not anything new, right? So that means we can expect new Call of Duty to arrive in late 2021. Typically, we see mainline Call of Duty games land in October, so it's possible we will see the new COD in this window. However, given the COVID-19 pandemic, it's possible we may see Call of Duty 2021 delayed until November, right? Which is what happened with Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, right? And so the new Call of Duty will return to World War II, according to a report by Modern Warzone via Games Radar, which was later verified by both Eurogamer and VGC. According to these reports, Call of Duty 2021 is called Call of Duty World War II Vanguard and is being developed by Call of Duty World War II developer Sledgehammer Games, right? So that is definitely what it is, guys. And you know, hopefully, you know, we will see a different game, right? So you know, if you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. For all you gamer fans out there, that will definitely be for you. Right, and lastly, we have this beautiful looking camera. We have the Pantex K3 Mark III, could be the last new DSLR. and it's priced accordingly, right? So the Pantex K3 Mark III DSLR has finally arrived following a drawn-out launch that stretches back to its development announcement in late 2019. And it might just be the last new DSLR ever made. The APS-C DSLR was expected to launch at the CP Plus Camera Show in February, but after some issues with product part shortages, it's now available to buy for not inconsiderable $2,000, about 1,900 euros. Body price, this is the body only price tag, right? So this is the body only, right? So this excludes any other parts with the camera, right? As you camera geeks know, the body, lots of camera sell with, different parts, body being the main part, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. All right, so that is the news we're going to be taking today, guys. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful day. Definitely, guys, stay updated on our official website, electronicadditions.net. We do have our blogs updated there daily as well too, so you can take a look at what's being updated there as well too, daily and weekly, as well as our deals too, guys. So definitely contact our support team if you have any questions. That's support@electronicadditions.net. Our support team would be gladly available to answer any of your questions or concerns. Without further ado, guys, we'll see you guys soon in the next one, and have a great day. Peace out.